The Durrells of Corfu, written by Michael Haag and read by Paul English. In 1935, Louisa Durrell and her four children, Lawrence, Larry, Leslie, Margaret, Margot, and Gerald, Jerry, went to live in Corfu. The years that followed were made famous in Gerald Durrell's much-loved My Family and Other Animals, and in Birds, Beasts and Relatives, and The Garden of the Gods, the other volumes of his Corfu trilogy. Jerry's older brother, Lawrence, who achieved world renown with the Alexandria Quartet, also wrote his own beautifully observed book about Corfu, Prospero's Cell. We had arrived at a place that was to be of enormous influence over all of us, Jerry wrote of the family's reaction to Corfu. It was like being allowed back into paradise. In My Family and Other Animals, Jerry gives the impression that the family came to Corfu almost on a whim, selling up their house and sailing into the unknown to escape rainy summer days in England and stuffed-up noses. But what he does not mention, and neither does Larry in Prospero's Cell, was the tragedy. They laughed and wrote beautifully of their island idyll, but nobody mentioned what had really brought them to the island. The sudden death of their father in India, the devastating effect it had on their mother, and the yearning to restore something lost. But the brightness and colour and the freedom they discovered in Corfu lifted their spirits. The island possessed the softness of an Italian landscape, the warmth and fragrance of the Mediterranean, the idiosyncrasy of Greece, an intensity of sensations they had not known since leaving India. For the Durrells, after their years in England struggling with their family tragedy, it was a rebirth. Protective of their family unity, the children never pushed their disorder too far, allowing their mother to preside over a happy anarchy. For each of the Durrells, Corfu was a healing.